Good morning. I'm Bev Lamb. Welcome once again to 2 hours of folk and roots music on Touchstone.
Longtime CKDU volunteer Bev Lamb will host his final episode of his show Touchstone this upcoming Saturday, July 11th, 2026. He is the third and longest host of the folk show, taking on the role 41 years ago in 1985. Touchstone is one of Canada's longest-running folk shows on radio, with its first episode airing in February 1985. Lamb was a fan of the show immediately and took over as host just months later in July. The show gave Lamb the opportunity to speak with folk artists and other guests from across the country, the United States, and the UK. Some examples include Rose Cousins, Joel Plaskett, and both previous hosts, Dennis Cox and Jamie Morera. I got the opportunity to speak with Lamb on his upcoming retirement and hear some of what I'm sure are thousands of stories of his time with CKDU. Here is that extended interview. Awesome. Well, thank you for coming in today. How are you feeling about your upcoming retirement? Are you excited?
I'm sad to leave. Basically, that's it. But I'm also pleased that I've been here 41 years, and it's been a wonderful time. And a mixture of emotions, really. But I guess I'll be enjoying my Saturday mornings away from here, because I've got plans to go to the Dartmouth Market and the Brewery Market, which I don't often get a chance to do. So I'll have plenty of time Saturday mornings to get the ferry over the harbour and go to the market on the other side and go to this one. So that'll be nice, because good thing about farmers markets are you can sit down and look at people coming and going and kids running around while you're having a coffee. It's a nice social place too. Besides, you can get your groceries as well. So that'll be, I guess, what I'm doing.
Yeah, we love a good people watch, right?
But so it has been a nice habit for 41 years to come in to this station, and I've had a really enjoyable time because I met so many interesting people, not just here at the station, but the guests I've had on the show over the years. And there we are. That's about it, really.
After 41 years, I'm sure you've experienced so much change in the radio industry, or in just at CKDU as a production. What has that been like, just watching it evolve over time?
Oh, it's been fun seeing it evolve. But really, there isn't much change to the station, because we're still broadcasting through the airwaves. And we have been doing already for many years broadcasting online at ckdu.ca. But I guess streaming has come on to radio communication as well over the last few years. That would be the major change. But in principle, I just love what campus community radio is. And this station's never deviated from what is the common practice all the way from Vancouver or Victoria, BC, to St. John's, Newfoundland, where we ask volunteers to bring their knowledge and curiosity onto the airways, and we learn while doing it. And that's the best way to learn, by doing. And for me, it's been a wonderful chance to meet so many performers and learn more about their skills. And it's just been fantastic. Plus, I've had a chance to hear a lot of the new releases. And actually, a thing I just nearly forgot about, one great pleasure I've had by doing this show for so long is that the Lunenburg Folk Harbour Festival, which happens every year, because I've done this show a long time, when they got to know about it, they said, "Well, Bev, we're going to give you a free pass every year." So I get a free pass for the whole weekend at Lunenburg to hear even more wonderful music. And a lot of the people there know me, actually, by doing this show, but not everybody. So I get a chance there to meet more people. So that's one big bonus to me, all the connections made through that that festival.
Mm. Who are some of your favorite people that you've met through this show?
Oh, one special man I'll mention right away is Ed McCurdy. Ed McCurdy was already getting on in years, but he retired to Halifax. He came up here from New York City, and he had been in the 50s, a folk performer of note in Greenwich Village. And in fact, he used to run an open mic night in one of the coffee houses down there when Bob Dylan was starting out, and he brought Bob Dylan up to the mic and gave him one of his first chances. But Ed McCurdy had released some releases when he was in New York City, and I helped him here put together the graphics behind a cassette he made at a recording studio in town. So I helped him with that release, and I still got that. So that was nice to know. He'd gone back into the studio after many years, but he had a really garrulous personality, but a wonderful, strong voice. And his biggest song was Strangest Dream, or Last Night I Had the Strangest Dream. And that became known all over the world for an anti-war song, basically, because he's dreaming about a world where there's peace and no one fights war anymore. And that song got picked up by a lot of anti-war groups, and that's the reason why he got so famous. So I was very pleased to meet him. So it was wonderful having a chance. He just lived down at Park Victoria. So he just came up to be on the show a couple of times, and he talked about his life in music, although, of course, he had mainly retired here. But it was nice that he picked up on what he used to do, and he used to go to local amateur folk events and sing a song or two. So that was nice, too, to give him a chance to find again that performing ability, you know.
What makes folk music so special to you?
To me? Because it's a simple form of music. There's really no complexity. But you can make it into whatever you like, really. Opera has its very rigid foundations. Folk music is really called the music of the people. And I've always thought of that. Because you don't even need an instrument. You get some toilet paper and a comb, and you can play a bit of music by blowing, you know, like a harmonica. And you can sing a cappella with no other singers, or you can sing with people in trios or quartets or all kinds of combinations. And it can be traditional or contemporary. So it can be, say, a Bob Dylan, or it can be a song picked up by the most famous Nova Scotia folklorist, who was Helen Creighton. And she became world famous because of her folk song collecting around the province and the Maritimes. So it can be one of the songs that she collected, which is basically traditional, because it was picked up and recorded by her with her microphone. And actually, all her material is now in the Nova Scotia archives. Anyone can go in there and research what she did. That's Dr. Helen Creighton. And research her wonderful work in folk music, basically. But no, I like traditional and contemporary, and I've always made a point on the show, like, I'm glad I come from England, because it gives me a chance to feature what I know a little bit about, which is Canadian folk music, American folk music, and Irish folk music, and Scottish and English, which is British, because I come from there. So it gives me I wouldn't say well-rounded. I'm not an expert. I'm not a folklorist or a folk performer, but I like the music, and my liking for it just makes me interested in increasing my knowledge all the time. But I'm really pleased I've had a chance to play music from all those countries. And actually, my theme music is from none of those countries, but I just love his music, and that's Alan Stivell, who comes from Brittany in France, and he became very popular in the 70s and 80s, and he featured traditional music to start off from Brittany in France, and he played the Celtic harp. And the theme music I've played every Saturday morning for 41 years is from his record called Renaissance of the Celtic Harp, where he's sort of reimagining in some ways a little bit more modern sound to the traditional music that comes from Brittany in France. Alan Stivell is his name, and he's still going. And I got on tape, actually, a CPT concert he did years ago at Massey Hall in Toronto.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, no, he's wonderful. So Renaissance of the Celtic Harp by Alan Stivell, for anybody who wants to try and track down that record.
How did your relationship with Walter, Dr. Walter Kemp, kind of influence your career, do you find?
Okay, Walter Kemp hosted the Saturday Morning Musical Box before mine. It was 8 to 10 o'clock every Saturday morning from the very second day CKDU went FM. That was February the 2nd, 1985. And he was a professor of music across the street at Dalhousie. He was a genius, not just in what he had learnt, which was vast knowledge of music, but in his skill, apparently, in how to teach what he knew to students. He was widely accepted for that skill. But he took an interest in me, actually. I was a little bit shy when I started here. But when he heard me speak and knew I was English, I can communicate with him. Because, you see, he had gone to England himself.
Okay.
I lived there a few years. And he got to like the English people. And since then, he's encouraged his children to go there as well. So they've all had that experience over there. But that's how he first got to contact with me. He's English. So he got to know me, and I got to know his family very well. And I've learned a lot from him, actually, about different types of music. And what impressed me was his wide knowledge of music. He must have been a wonderful teacher of music at Dalhousie, because his scope was so wide. And he'd sometimes be leaving after the first bit of music I was playing on my show. And he walked back down the studio to wait until I finished talking on air. He said, "That piece of music you played, you know, there's a connection between that and so on." And he'd tell me, start to tell me that and other connections that bit of music I played had with other things that he knew about. And that was his life, making connections the whole time. So he was quite something. But that's one of the reasons why we started talking, because he was interested in what I was trying to do. And when he realized, like him, like he hadn't actually been on radio before, but in his case, he was teaching students for years, so he knew how to project himself. I'd never spoken into a microphone before, so that bit of confidence from him helped me get over my nervousness, first of all.
What are some of your favorite memories from here at CKDU?
No one specific memory, but great memories of meeting so many interesting people. I've always admired anyone who works here or does a show, because they obviously know quite a bit about their music. And I've learned quite a bit by listening to other shows. One particular delight of mine is the fact, and I'm so glad for the listeners, they can hear it too, and that's not a music show, but it's actually Democracy Now!, which is 12 to noon, Monday to Friday, and a new show from New York City. Because this station, right from the start, has represented itself as a campus community, as an alternative station. And to be alternative, you've got to be different to mainstream. And we are the ones who broadcast that program. And that broadcasts alternate news in a different way to how commercial stations would, or even the CBC. That's a wonderful thing we do, and I'm very proud of it. And I turned on a lot of my people I know to hearing that particular show. But we broadcast the widest range of music of any radio station locally, which is also great, especially one thing that I don't think any other stations picked up locally, and that's to have ethnic programming from different countries. At one point, we had I think we do have still have a Muslim program, but we had a Jewish program and other things. It was just a wonderful potpourri of. So we have a very wide variety of programs always, but perhaps more years ago.
I think we still do. I really enjoy listening to all the different cultures that are represented on our station as well. So my final question for you, what's next for you? I know you mentioned a good trip to the market, but.
Well, I just turned 81. It's not that I'm too old to do radio anymore, but I'm choosing to go out because I've got a few health issues that sort of tire me a little bit. But there's nothing wrong with what's on my shoulder, and nothing wrong in my main body parts. So I can still walk, which is wonderful. But I do have a few issues which mean that I can't be at my absolute best. I'm also accepting the fact that I'm getting on in years, and it will be nice to go out while I guess I'm still on top. I'm still functioning and still love the music. So yes, I'm going to go down to the farmers markets across the harbour and the brewery market and sort of look at people, have a cup of coffee on Saturday mornings and get a few groceries. But I miss this programme, and I'm mainly doing those things because then I don't have to think about doing the show. It's a nice distraction to take my mind away, at least for a few weeks. But I'm sure somebody will, I hope somebody will carry on what I'm doing in some shape or form.
I hope so too. Yeah, if anyone deserves a good retirement, I think it's you. I think I speak for all of us at CKDU when I say a big congratulations on your decision to step back from the show, and thank you for such a long time volunteering here with us.
Well, thank you very much for this chance to explain what I have, and well, thanks for what you do as well. I'm sure you enjoy just as much as I have done, just sitting behind the mic and doing what you're doing. It's a great volunteering thing that we all do here.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening to CKDU. I'm Jenna McConnell. This story was made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.